Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Nine ten live on CLTV and 720 WGN. And Kristen Press is here. It's nice to meet you, Happy. Isn't that what you told? I remember reading ESPNW did like a 20 questions thing with you. And one word that would describe you, Happy.
Yeah, I like that word.
You smile all the time.
I try to smile all the
time. Smile when you're playing all the time.
I do, because I'm having fun.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? You're playing soccer, for crying out loud.
Some people have their game face. I have a smile.
You trash talk at all?
Absolutely not. I'm smiling. Too busy smiling.
No, I was going to say.
She said absolutely not, but she shook her head yes. So yeah. I feel like that was a confusing
message.
Wouldn't
it be cool if you could trash talk a little bit while you're smiling? Because nobody would see it coming. Like, oh, Kristen, she's so nice. Meanwhile, you're taking them down.
I'll keep that in mind.
The U.S. National Women's Team, Kristen Press is here. There's a cool event coming up with Good Sports. But before we get to that, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. But your health, your feeling, your body?
Feels pretty good. You know, I'm getting a little older each year, but also a little wiser, so I'll take it.
How old?
28.
Oh, my God. How do you do it? 28
years old. It's ancient in the athlete world.
How long, you know, at your level, at the highest level of playing women's soccer, what is an average career? How long can you go?
I think if you go into your 30s, you're doing great. If you want to push it, we've had a few players that have made it to their late 30s. We have a player in our league that's 41 right now, so you can push it for as
41
long as
is very youthful, if I could just speak for 41.
For 41? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the U.S. National Women's Team, for those people that want to follow, what's the best way to do that? Just hit the website?
Yeah, the website where
I mean, it could chase you all over on social media and stuff, but just to follow the team.
Social media is big. Fox Sports, we're on ESPN. Right. Well, come to a game. That's the best experience, of course.
And what's the state of women's soccer in Chicago?
It's awesome. You know, we're in our fifth season as an NWSL. And
with the team. The team's name is?
The Chicago Red Stars.
I want to make sure everybody knows.
The Chicago Red Stars. This is our fifth season, and we're in third place right now, and we're chasing the top of the table.
Nice. And who's first?
The North Carolina Courage.
Yeah, they're cheaters.
And we just beat them this weekend.
So oh, you did?
We're
good.
Coming for them.
Good, good, good. And you guys play your home games where?
At Toyota Park in Bridgeview.
So, again, tickets, just Google it up. Just Google Chicago Red Stars or Kristen Press. Who inspired you as a kid to play soccer?
You know, I started playing soccer with my sisters. And in California, everyone sort of just goes out there. And I just wanted to be able to hang with my older sister, Tyler. So we started playing together, and I was kind of chasing her through my whole youth career.
And did she turn out to be pretty good as well?
She did. She ended up playing at Harvard.
Yeah, not so bad. And that's where did you go to school?
I went to Stanford.
These slackers. Harvard, Stanford. So your grades obviously were great too.
They were all right. Soccer definitely helped me a bit, but I really liked to learn and I really liked school.
So we got a couple guys in the studio here, your posse, your Jay-Z posse, as I call them. We were talking about what do you do after soccer? You know, you went to Stanford. What are you going to, like, break down DNA in the basement? What are you going
to
be doing?
No, nothing like that. I think that I would like to stay in the sport and try to, you know, try to help people. And so I think maybe if I can find a way to make soccer more accessible to more people, that would be a great thing for me to do.
Now, at 28, I'm 56, so you're literally half my age. But at 28, women's sports have changed. And there was a lot of controversy in the past year. Women ought to be paid every bit that men are paid. I don't know where that stands legally and how it's coming, but are you optimistic for girls who are coming up in the sport, you know, the next generation?
Absolutely. You know, we had, as the U.S. Women's National Team, we had a big push this year to be paid more equitably to our male counterparts. And it was hugely successful in a lot of ways. And I think the best part of it is that we are at the forefront and we can always push the game further in terms of how we're getting paid, but also in terms of the quality of how we're playing. And I think that the girls that are coming up are going to be in a much better place than, you know, our predecessors.
Yeah, and you want to leave it better than you found it, right?
Absolutely.
Were you heartened by that, Kristen, that you did get so much support when you were going through that push?
Yeah, the public really seemed to come out and go, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, that's hugely important to us because, you know, we're 20 girls. Our players association is really small. So without the support of everybody else, we wouldn't have been half as powerful.
And the Red Stars supportive of the national women's team and stuff because the schedule has got to get a little crazy.
It is very crazy. And in the past years, we've missed a lot of club games for the national team. But now it's working hand in hand. And hopefully I'm not missing any games this year. And we were able to do both.
All right. So I kind of asked you a trail of questions and I left it on the table. But it goes to the good sports connection we're going to talk about in a second. So you're playing with your sisters. When do you realize you're pretty good? Was there a coach or somebody that said, hey, you're pretty good, and then you could take it to the next level?
Well, my parents always told me I was pretty good.
Yeah, but parents will say it.
But you know what? I believed them because, of course, you do. And I think that that's really what pushed me along. My dad actually took my my team and went club with us, which was at the time like a big deal.
Was your dad a player?
No, he was a football player.
Okay.
But he's just a pushy man. So he decided we were going to go to the next level. He took the whole team.
That's great.
And found us some legitimate coaches. So my mom and dad no longer had to coach me. And off we were.
Well, that's great. And did you have a soccer mentor prior to Stanford?
Not very much. Not really.
Who is your idol? Mia Hamm or somebody?
Oh, yeah. Mia, Christine, Julie. I was in the 99 era watching that World Cup in LA. So
yeah, because you would have been what, 10, 11 years old or something? Yeah. So I assume you've met most of them through the years?
Yeah, all of them now, which is a cool thing.
And are you a complete goofball when you meet them because they're your idols?
You know, they kind of now are in the stands watching us, and that's when I kind of get to interact with them. So it's a cool role reversal.
You ever look up in the stands and go, holy crap, that's Mia Hamm.
Yeah, exactly.
That's got to be nothing but fun.
It's very fun.
All right, so advice for parents who are coaching girls. Obviously, don't overcoach them. If a girl wants to play and loves it, gets up in the morning and is thinking about it, when can I go, when can I play, that's a great sign, right? That's absolutely. When you encourage?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it has to be innate passion. You don't want to push someone too far when they're too young, but when they have that passion, train, because it's all about how much time you spend on the field.
Samber, you're the youngest person on the show. Oh, I guess Mike would be.
Yeah.
You think it's still time for you to get out there?
You know, I did play soccer in high school, so I had a career, but I retired at 18.
Really? Was there a big ceremony?
There wasn't. We had a dad that was very involved. Megan and Stacy Malador's dad made, we would walk out to the Bulls music. He did all of our names.
Nice.
You know, so Mary Sandberg, number 13.
Nice.
Right forward.
You know, Dave, did you do any of Sandberg's games?
No, I did not. I was not asked.
Carmel High School in Mundelein? No.
Yeah, I would have been happy to do that. Okay. I was not asked.
You know, in the world of Northwestern sports, which, of course, you're Mr. Cat.
Go Cats.
How's the Northwestern soccer team?
They've had a very good program. Mm-hmm. And they've had a lot of success in the last decade or so. The men have come up and started to won a couple of Big Ten championships, I think, in the last, 5 or 6 years. So, they have a strong women's program. Yeah.
With the women's soccer, do most people go to college and then come from college, or does anyone come out of high school and play like for the national team?
Most people go to college. We have a lot of people that don't finish college. And recently we actually have had the first slew of players who are not going to college to go straight to the pros, which is very new for us. And I think it shows the growth and the financial stability of our league.
That you can go right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And women's professional soccer is growing, I think, faster than the men's league is. The men's league has had a million different incarnations over the last generation plus. So it's a good time. It's a good time to be in the sport.
It's a great time to be in women's soccer.
Yeah. We'll come back. We'll talk about good sports. I love what good sports does. They make sure the equipment gets in the hands and the feet of kids that really need it so they can get out there and be active. And you're doing something cool this weekend with them. So we'll talk about that next. Kristen Press is here if you want to say hi. Or text us, 312-981-7200. I'll give you Kristen's cell phone number before she leaves. It's 919 on 720 WGN. Steve Cochran Show continues live on SEAL TV and on 720 WGN. Good sports make sure kids can become lifelong athletes, and whatever level athlete is to you, and make sure kids are physically active. We know how important that is now more than ever. Sporting goods manufacturers partner with Good Sports to make sure equipment gets to kids who need it most, get them off the sidelines, get them in the game. It hasn't been around that long, only about 15 years now, but it's contributed over $20 million in equipment to more than 3,200 programs all over the place. And I got the date wrong. It's actually Saturday, June 3rd, a week from this Saturday, at Hanson Stadium on West Fullerton. You're going to meet with a bunch of kids who are going to be the beneficiaries of a check you're going to present from Good Sports.
I am.
It's exciting.
I think I'm going to watch some youth soccer on Saturday.
Yeah, you might do a little scouting.
I don't know.
See the next big star, the next Kristen
crop
Press.
Of women's soccer players. For sure.
So everybody's invited. This is a very nice thing that's going to be happening. Can I announce the amount of the check? Can I announce what you're doing? The equipment, I said a check, but the equipment, I believe it's $43,000. $43,000 in equipment is a huge deal for these programs that struggle to, you know, find whatever they need. And we should be proud of that.
Absolutely. I think, you know, equipment is the thing that's keeping girls from playing soccer. Then this is a monumental occasion. So many more girls are going to have access and opportunity to play. And, you know, soccer has given me so much in my life. And to be able to share that with people and give them the opportunity to cultivate their passion will be awesome.
And equipment bags and shin guards and soccer balls and full-size soccer goals, which is a big deal, too, because if you're a little kid, you're shooting at something that's small. Once you get to be a little bit bigger than a little kid, you got to make sure that you're shooting at the right size.
That's very important, target practice.
Yeah. So it's a good thing. The best place to find out more about Good Sports, I assume, is the website, right? Yeah. Google Good Sports. Google
Good Sports. Yeah, goodsports.org.
Yeah. And find out more. How did you know about these guys?
I know about them because my husband, he emcees their big event every year.
Pat Boyle, Comcast SportsNet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's so, I always cry when I'm there because you think like sports, oh, like that would be lighthearted or something. But they have all these stories of, they will like honor teachers or coaches there and schools that called Good Sports and said, you know, we don't have shorts for our kids to run track because a lot of these schools, kids are coming from households where they don't have extra clothes even to like, so they couldn't even run track, which you think is like the easiest thing because you just need shoes and shorts. And so there's schools that if you think about you're having a soccer practice, but you only have one ball and you have, you know, 20 kids or whatever that are showing up for a team, you can't have a practice. Like there's things that we all take for granted. You know, they have the equipment, and so they just give it, and then that's a life changer. It gives you something,
so
you know, and it's new stuff. It's like stuff, cool stuff that you would want, like not just, you know, a hand-me-down or
right. You get a slick gear bag.
Yeah, so it's really important to everybody. We all played, and you know, my parents just went out and bought the stuff I needed, and this doesn't happen for a lot
no,
of kids.
No, because there's a lot of kids who are outside the sport, if not for the help of Good Sports, and you're focusing on elementary age kids, too, and girls.
Yeah, this was girls in particular, which is why I care a lot about it, because
yeah,
I was a
great
young girl.
Middle school, I think.
Yeah,
fifth, eighth.
Yeah, elementary and middle school? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, again, support Good Sports, and thank you guys for doing this. And, again, it's next weekend, the 3rd, at Hanson Stadium, 5501 West Fullerton Avenue in Chicago. Before I let you go, I was looking at this ESPNW thing, the 20 questions answers. Uh-oh. Well, you were in the body issue for ESPN. Was that last year?
Last summer, yep.
I would assume you probably heard as much about that as you did anything you've done in your career, right?
Yes, I definitely did.
Yeah, and no regrets, though.
No regrets.
And you've spoken a lot about body image for women, which is a big deal. Now, you said your body was made for soccer. What does that mean?
I think that if I didn't play soccer, I would be very thin and frail. And I've developed muscles probably from training and, you know, all the exercise exactly and only where I need them. So a lot of my teammates are just more robust everywhere, a little stronger, a little stockier. But I have muscles just in the areas that I need them to score goals and run very fast.
Sounds like a Michael Phelps thing. Michael mm-hmm. Phelps' arms are like 47 feet long and perfect for swimming. Well, it's fascinating, yeah, right? Did you realize it then or before then?
Then being the body issue?
Yeah.
I think I realized before then, but I think it was pretty obvious in the pictures as well.
All right, now I'm looking through the 20 questions. Pre-game meal. What's your pre-game meal?
An omelet.
Well, what are you getting out of the omelet? Why is the omelet so important? Because you're running 6 miles.
Yeah, getting out of the omelet. Proteins, veggies, you know, easily digestible, maybe some toast on the side.
That's interesting because remember when we talked to, was it Vinny Inestroza? He said he eats a baked potato before a hockey game.
Yeah, yeah.
He said the same thing of the potato, but there's no protein in a potato.
But yeah,
just
but
a
if
plain
you
baked potato.
But if you talk to like Jonathan Toews, he would tell you, you know, the carefully, chemically balanced things that he's eating. But you pay attention to obviously everything you eat. You're an athlete. The body's got to work.
I do. I love food though, so I have to constantly keep myself in check.
What's a pig out for you?
My favorite food is French fries. I could have French fries,
Your go-to fries?
Ways. go-to fries, In-N-Out, favorite fries, like a little truffle.
Now, can I tell you something? Because you and I are friends. We go way back to 9 o'clock. I think In-N-Out fries are overrated. Now, don't yell. Don't throw anything at me.
You're from Chicago. You don't have
No, but the In-N-Out burgers are great.
Yeah.
Burgers are great. But they give you the burger, and they throw these fries. I don't know.
Agree to disagree.
All right. We'll still be friends. That's why you're so happy. And your go-to karaoke song is Hey Ma.
Hey Ma.
And you're going to do that all for us right now.
I'm absolutely not going to do that.
Well, it's great to meet you. I love your smile. I love how happy you are about life in general. It sounds like you come from an amazing family.
Do.
And I think you're going to be very inspiring to the girls who show up and the families for a good sports event next weekend.
I think it's going to be a great event, so I hope to see everyone out there.
All right, where do we follow you on social media?
On Instagram, full name, Kristen Press.
Okay.
Twitter, same.
Okay.
Pretty standard.
Kristen has the special spelling, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-N.
That's right.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for having me.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to kick it around here a little bit in the studio. I'm going to show Kristen a couple of moves. It's 9:30 back at the...
Careful, Steve.
I broke a hip thinking about it.
Yeah.
Back with the big story next on 720 WGN.